think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor with Joe Trouzon and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Bill's my colleague and co-host. Joe is helping us with the podcast he and Bill did, Generation Jihad, last week, and updating it on the violence in the North Gaza and also the threat to Israel from the north by Hezbollah. Now we go to an active threat, more than a threat, fighting, battling going on in Syria and in Iraq around American deployments that are anti-ISIS in mission. The Pentagon responded initially with two airstrikes. Two F-16 struck a depot, we're told, in Syria of IRGC equipment. The second, two F-15s, I believe, struck another depot associated with the IRGC in Syria. And the continued attacks are puzzling. Bill, the number I saw was 56 wounded so far among the U.S. personnel. What have we learned about those first two attacks, and what has happened since then? Thank you, Bill.
Yes, John. So, of course, these attacks are being conducted by the militias that were created by Iran. Many of them created post U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. So these are battle hardened militias that have fought against the U.S., Iraqi security forces, then against the Islamic State in both Iraq and in Syria. And now what they're trying to do is to force the U.S. to withdraw from Iraq and Syria, because these militias and Iran does not like the U.S. presence in the region. And they've capitalized on the fighting between Hamas and or the war between Hamas and Israel. And they're using that as justification. So there's been so the official count, as far as I'm aware, and this is the number that I've came up with, and Joe and I have been reporting on these militias and the U.S. counterstrikes. The is about 46. That number could change. I think there might be more. Some of these attacks may have failed, and the Pentagon may not be reporting on some of these attacks. Most of them are occurring against bases in Iraq, or all of them in Iraq and Syria. But in Syria in particular, there's a lot of smaller outposts that are under threat. The U.S. military has responded to these attacks, again, 46 attacks, with three different strikes. And the first two times, the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin came out and said, look, we're doing this for a deterrence effect. We want them to stop, and basically pleaded with the groups to stop. And the targets of the first two strikes were munitions depots in eastern Syria. No militiamen or IRGC members, which is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, basically ran special forces. It's Praetorian Guard. They didn't take any casualties. So the U.S. is putting out a mixed message there. But this a little different this time. They actually struck two targets yesterday. One of them they described as a safe house / command and control center. And the other one was a munitions storage facility. And it's been reported at Fox News. Jennifer Griffin said that her sources said that 6 to 7 militiamen may have been killed. And interestingly, this time around, Austin didn't plead for deterrence and de-escalation, which I find to be very interesting. I think he's starting to understand, and this is something that Joe and I picked up on from the beginning, that, you know, begging and pleading for de-escalation is, in that part of the world, is seen as a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. So if the U.S. wants these attacks to stop, the U.S. is going to have to hit harder. And it's, you know, and let's face it, Syria is basically a free fire zone. There's no consequences for conducting operations there. If the U.S. wants to do something meaningful, it needs to hit these militias in Iraq. We're even considering hitting IRGC targets in Iran, but that would cause an escalation, which is something the U.S. doesn't want.
Bill, is there a link between these militias and the IRGC? Is it a direct link? And is there a link between these militias and the Syrian regime, the Syrian army?
Yeah, absolutely a direct link between the militias and Iran, as well as with the Syrian. So the direct link between the Iran and the militias, they were all founded and supported by the IRGC. These are groups that spun off of the Mahdi army. Some of these militias were formed independently before the U.S. invasion. Some of these militias, like the Houthis, have been co-opted, but the IRGC provides training, it provides weapons, it provides funding, it provides them with strategic and tactical guidance. That's both for the proxies that were directly founded by the Iranians, as well as the ones like the Houthis that were co-opted, or the Bader organization. Joe and I did a write-up of these groups at the Long War Journal about the 15 militias. We exclude Hezbollah and Hamas. Of course, they're Iranian supported, but we wanted to focus on the ones that nobody knows about. And a lot of the leaders of these groups are, you may as well call them IRGC officers.
Right, right.
The founder of these militias, one of these militias, basically was an IRGC.
Let me check with Joe. We just have 30 seconds. The linkage between the militias attacking in Syria and Iraq and Hamas, is that linkage made in the region? That is the same organization?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're all a part of this so-called axis of resistance,
right,
which is, right? So it's an Iran-led grouping of armed groups, basically, that Iran leads. So, yeah, absolutely. And they all feed off of each other, and they all cooperate with one another. So I'm not surprised.
Joe Truzan and Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. What we know right now about the wider war underway. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.